This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the last Saturday edition, as we launch an hour number two of the program. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And it's unusual that we'll hold a guest through a news break, but we've done that. Mark Emery is with us. He's the Prince of Pot, the editor-in-chief, publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, cannabisculture.com. Mark, we spent the entire last hour with you, and the calls came in right in the last minute of the hour, so I wanted to make sure these callers had a chance to talk to you since they, I guess, wanted to get on the line. Are you still there, Mark?
I am. I can't say I'm more than half out of use, but I've got a Libertarian Supper Club tonight.
Maximum 10 more minutes. That's it. So we're going to go right into these calls, and we'll let you go here. Let's talk first to Cannabis Kevin in Minnesota. You're on with Mark Emery.
Hey, Mark. It's an honor to talk to you.
Nice to hear you.
I am trying to follow in the footsteps of White Plume. I'm with the White Earth Reservation. I gave my reservation council a 2.5-hour presentation on growing industrial cannabis on the reservation. I am also currently looking into the Fort Laramie Treaty of using that in order to bring across the border industrial cannabis seeds, because according to the Fort Laramie Treaty, there are no borders from the Native Americans into Canada. And I also started a nonprofit organization. It's called Cannabis Resolution. And I'm wondering what's the best way to contact you, and if you may have some advice for me being up in Canada to try to get the reservation going on board with this.
Well, it's legal to actually grow hemp in the United States. What's not happening is the DEA has refused to issue permits thus far. And the DEA is the final arbiter of anything to do with cannabis research or cultivation in the United States, and they will not issue licenses to anyone who even is authorized at the state level by the state government to grow hemp. So it's a real challenge. Unfortunately, the native communities of the United States can are often told they have sovereign lands, but they don't have sovereign lands because they really can't do anything that would contradict the laws of the United States. So it's been very difficult. They've been trying to grow cannabis for hemp, industrial seeds and fiber on native lands since the 1972 period in the United States, and I've never seen one successfully happen. And at the same time, I sympathize with your frustration, because one of the things that's happened in my lifetime, you know, we got books and magazines about marijuana unbanned in 1995, and we got legal hemp established in 1994, and now it's a very flourishing industry. We have hundreds and hundreds of farms that grow hemp plants, cannabis plants, for the seeds that are crushed in there. And everything we buy up here, our cereal has them, our cookie bars have them. You know, most ordinary grocery stores now have at least 15 to 20 hemp products in that place, from hemp butters to hemp peanut butters to hemp, you know, cereals to hemp crackers to hemp oils to hemp salad dressings. It's in everything here. So, you know, that's happened within about 13 years of having a flourishing cannabis food industry. So it will happen in time. But unfortunately, America is actually doing the opposite of what's supposed to happen in a period when new things come on the market. The key thing is to get in early, to get established expertise, and then to try and dominate a good aspect of the market. The United States is being the last in the world that's getting into this market. So they're being outflanked by Canadians who now are getting like 12, 13 years of expertise in this crop. We've had to go through some dark times in the hemp industry here because the DEA had banned imports of hemp food products up until 2 years ago, when that was overturned in a lawsuit against the DEA and the federal government. So now Canadians have a really expanded export market in the United States. So what you're doing, the United States is buying millions of boxes of hemp cereals and hemp butters and hemp products from Canada, and giving us a further lead in that industry because the United States' own government is retarding the development of a cannabis industry in the United States.
Kevin, best of luck with your project. You can certainly get in touch with Mark through his website at cannabisculture.com.
That's right.
Thank you for the call, Kevin. Let's continue with John in Washington. John, you're on with Mark Emery from Cannabis Culture magazine.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say nice to hear your voice again, Mark. We met once before in Vancouver. But I wanted to just tell you that I would think very, very seriously about this business of spending some time in jail in the United States. I've had so much problems here in this country. I was arrested without a warrant and kept incognito for over 5 days before I got access to counsel. And to this date, there has never been a warrant produced, or and no one has proven that it exists. But nonetheless, I was kept in a cage for 5 days incognito. The other thing I'd like to tell you is that my brother had HIV and was passing away, had wasting disease, or with the wasting syndrome, and with the use of cannabis, he actually gained 30 pounds before he passed away. And I went down to pick up his belongings from his apartment in Florida, and there were this battalion of cops on the state line there, and they were just indiscriminately stopping people and going through their trunks and so forth.
Wow.
And this cop stopped me, and his partner had placed his medication, what was left of it, which was 18.2 ounces, in the bottom of a box of family photographs that I picked up from his apartment, unbeknownst to me. And when the police asked if they could search my car, I told them no. They held me down, took my keys, searched my car anyway, and went directly to that box of photographs and directly to that container and pulled that out and disturbed nothing else. When they impounded my car, they took a brand new Camry and they tore it to shreds, busted the windows out of it, bent the hood up, ripped the seats open, cut the hoses to the air conditioning.
John, it's an
awful
story.
Thousands and thousands of dollars. So I wouldn't come here if I were you.
Well,
and what you're suggesting is if he comes here then only to spend a year, they might keep him longer just because they're untrustworthy scum? Is that what
precisely. They have never kept an agreement, just like that Native American gentleman said before. They have never kept an agreement as far back as the point where they made treaties with
That's
the Indians,
point,
and I don't
John.
Think they'll keep one with you.
Thanks for the call tonight, John. Mark, your thoughts?
Well, they actually don't keep their treaties with Canada either. We keep winning in tribunals over softwood lumber and other things because of our North American free trade agreement gives us these councils, but then the United States government never feels obligated to obey them and simply disobeys them until Canadian government comes up with a more palatable solution for them. So the United States abuses its treaties with all countries. It's true. And every single American who's contacted me has been most nervous about me spending any time whatsoever in a U.S. jail.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the part about that I like is that I want to be able to use the natural concern that Americans have for my safety as kind of a weapon in our favor, because the more it looks like I'm going to be coming to America, I'm hoping the more motivated people can be. The more likely it is I'm going to go to jail, I'm hoping it's going to motivate activists, right? Their fear for me will cause them to perhaps do even more things on behalf of the movement of both liberty and of both cannabis liberation.
Well, you know, that's what I've always said, Mark, is that if they ever came after myself or my co-host, Mark, or any of the people on Free Talk Live, and they've somehow, you know, kicked in our door and raided our show and, you know, arrested us on treason charges, that would only make the movement stronger. It would only galvanize more people to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get active here or where they currently are. So, you know, sort of like Obi-Wan being struck down in Star Wars, right?
Well, I'm hoping that. I like that idea. Darth, you'll make me more powerful than you can possibly imagine. But you have to be the right person for that. Most people are not, like, I've been doing this for 30 years. My whole life's
sure.
destiny is to do this sort of thing. And that makes me fairly unique among Canadians. And, you know, and they've even just put a movie out about me in Canada that's been on the national television now twice in the last couple of months.
Well, Mark, I have to say, I hope it doesn't happen, and I know you had an evening to get to, so I want to let you get to it. But as always, you're always welcome to come back here on Free Talk Live as soon as anything develops with your case if you want to get a little bit of national coverage. Last time you were on, I think we were on like 7 stations. We've got 33 now from coast to coast, so it's always great having you on the show, Mark Emery.
Thank you. Let me urge your audience to go to youtube.com/Prince of Pot. You can watch the movie that they spent $250,000 making about me that they air on national television here. Wonderful
awesome.
Movie.
Our listeners should also go to your website, cannabisculture.com, and find out how they can help you out with the extradition situation. Mark Emery, have a great weekend. Always
Thank
good
you.
Hearing from you. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Your calls are on the way. You can make them about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away. And if you want to experience those, well, surf around. There's all kinds of stuff, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com. And this really works. I have a friend who's lost over 14 pounds on it already.
Great. Let's go right into your phone calls and talk to Tony in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Great. Listen, I don't know where to start here. First, I wish your guest was still on because I'd like him to respond in regards to him bringing up, and I want to talk about this law enforcement thing, but I would like to know his input or respond to how his comment about 750,000 or whatever Iraqis have been killed from the hands of U.S. soldiers. When number one, that report was a report that was which was funded by George Soros, and now many members who were part of this inquiry are now coming out and saying that the numbers are 60 to 70% lower than we estimated. And that, you know, a lot of it was politically motivated. So I'd like to know what he thought about that, especially being that most of the killings in Iraq are right now Iraqi upon Iraqi, just like the other day with the car bombing. Isn't it great to see terrorists using
retarded people? Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
Okay, let me respond to what you said.
To kill Iraqis?
Let me respond to what you said. He did not claim that it was that those 700,000 deaths were at the hands of U.S. soldiers. He did not say that.
He was absolutely comparing the U.S. military to the Germans.
Yep. And, you know, I didn't respond to the 700,000 number. There are numbers all over the place on this. And probably a conservative estimate is over 100,000 Iraqis have been killed as a direct result of the conflict. We destabilized their government severely. The ethnic cleansing wasn't going on. These people were alive before we took Saddam Hussein out, who was, you know, as a despotic leader, but no more despotic than any other leader that's out there in so many other countries. I don't think we should be involved in the conflict, but at the same time, you know.
And that's fair enough. I respect that.
Okay.
Listen,
wait a minute. Now, I'm going to say something here because, you know, it doesn't matter to me if it's 700,000 or if it's 10,000 or if it's 100. We're talking about human lives here. And so bickering over how many there are. Bickering over the number of people that have been killed, Tony, should not be the issue. The issue should be what in the hell is the United States government doing initiating conflicts around the world, especially without declarations of war? That should be the main issue.
This has been going on for thousands of years. I mean, come on.
No, the U.S. government's only been over there for a few decades.
Okay, but I'm tired of talking about the war and everything. I wanted to bring up, I wish he was still on because I really wanted him to respond to.
Well, his main issue is cannabis and re-legalization. That's why we had him on the show tonight, not to talk about the war.
But my other concern is this, is that it seems to me that you guys are really against law enforcement in talking. And I have a cousin who is a Palm Beach County deputy sheriff. And I got to tell you, I think he'd take real offense to some of the things that are being said here tonight.
Like
listen,
what?
Any organization, any group, okay, you're going to have, and I'm going to be the first to say that there are law enforcement agents, and it's a small, minimal amount that are either corrupt. Or, you know, but listen.
Wait a minute. Now, before you go on, I understand where you're coming from on that because you've got family members and that's what you want to believe. But when we talk to law enforcement agents, sir, they tell us it's upwards of 75 to 80%
on air.
Of what?
Corruption, sir. I've known a New York police detective who told me that every single cop he worked with was corrupt in some way.
Okay. If that's the case, though, why isn't there major anarchy right now on the streets?
Well, I don't because Americans won't allow it. What are you going to do if there's anarchy on your street?
Well,
you're going to protect yours and your house, right?
Thing. Who's if we're so against law enforcement? Okay, say God forbid a loved one of mine or yours, okay, was in a situation where there was a criminal that had a gun to someone that you love to their head. Who are you going to call to deal with the situation?
Well, I'm hopefully going to be armed and I'm going to handle the situation myself. You dial 911 and die. But I'd like to say that I think that protection is fine. I'm all in favor of protection. What I'm against is law enforcement agencies enforcing bad laws like marijuana prohibition and drug prohibition and gambling prohibition and, prostitution prohibition.
Wait a minute. Hold on here. Are you saying that law enforcement is the sole body that's influencing prohibition of gambling? Isn't that the state?
They're the ones enforcing the laws, sir.
Government that
they
that,
are
that,
the ones that, enforcing those laws. If they didn't enforce the laws, they'd be of none, no
enforcing
effect.
Enforcing the laws that were brought upon them to enforce.
Well, that excuse didn't work in Nuremberg, and it doesn't work here, okay? Now, we come out against the politicians. We come out against, the police officers that do arbitrarily enforce these rules. You've got to admit that sometimes cops let people go for drug possession. Sometimes they don't.
Depends
and
on the cop.
It depends on the cop, depends on their mood, depends on a whole bunch of things. So,
you guys are trying to defend illegal drugs and gambling and all this other stuff.
No, we defend freedom.
They're only enforcing legislation that's been put in place. You're making it, like, for example, in Florida, I don't know if you were familiar with, the state just approved a pact so that there's now Vegas-style gambling in the Indian casinos down here. I never heard any mention that it was approved by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department or the Florida State Troopers that approved it. They only enforce the laws.
Are you saying are you saying the police don't overlook some gambling operations?
Of course. Well, they're overlooking in regards to what?
Enforce the law.
Well, of course, if there's someone
there you go.
Stealing,
see, they're making arbitrary decisions.
Wait a minute. You're talking about enforcing, right? They're enforcing. Someone at the casino calls up and says somebody just robbed us here. I would expect that Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department to show up to the scene to either investigate or
okay,
to
let's
arrest
put a dividing line in here, Tony. We need to divide the. We need to put a dividing line in between what the police should be doing and what the police are doing. We're going
to
give you plenty of time to talk. Okay, I'll hold you over if necessary. It's not a problem because it's a good conversation. It's important that we have this. Look, the police back in the good old days, before Prohibition came about, their main purpose was supposedly to protect people, and that includes protect them from arsonists, murderers, rapists, violence of all different sorts. And nobody disagrees with that, Tony. We're
right.
All in favor. Of
those guys will throw themselves in front of a bullet if they get the chance. Likely, they will not.
But what we're talking about on the other side of that line is Tony
would be offended by that remark.
Tony,
hold on. That they would be offended by what?
But that you say that they wouldn't get in front of a bullet to protect someone.
No, I said those guys would throw themselves in front of a bullet if they got the chance. Likely they will not get the chance. But likely they will not.
Sorry.
And what I meant
was
not get the chance.
Only
because cops, there's too few of them, and they're really just a cleanup crew. They come after the crime has been committed.
Tony, if you'll hang on, we'll bring you back for more of this discussion because it's an important one, and I want to have it with you here. 800-259-9231, and maybe if you have a question for Tony, you're welcome to dial on in because there's two sorts of things. The police are doing. They're enforcing crimes when people can get hurt, and then these consensual crimes, which we'll talk about.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union, and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free. It tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-330-1104. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway. at 1-800-330-1104. 1-800-330-1104.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the last Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got updates. You get signed up and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. Of course, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Your mattress is likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We go back to Tony in Florida listening on WFTL. Mark, you wanted to make a point about us hanging on to Tony's call.
Right. You know, most talk shows use callers like they do songs. You know, they play them real quick. They get a couple of points out of the caller, and then they toss them without saying goodbye or anything like that. And Tony wanted to talk, and he was talking very quickly, and I understand why. Because he thought that he was going to be out the door inside of 2 minutes.
No, I don't. That's how it's done. Wait a minute. I don't think that at all. I appreciate you guys holding me on because sure. I actually do. I'm frustrated whenever I call a talk show because I do listen to a lot of talk radio, you know, that you cut off. So I do appreciate that. And I'm Italian, so I just talk fast in general. I'm not talking fast.
Very listen, good, Tony. We're going to get back into it here because I was making a point before we went away, and I want to make sure I got that clear, and then you can move on wherever you wanted to go with this. But what I was pointing out is that law enforcement busies itself with two main tasks these days, and that is vice, consensual crimes, and then real crimes where people are actually getting hurt. And I'm all in favor of protection, keeping people safe from murder, rapists, you know, violent criminals. That's fine in my book. Okay. My problem and my main objection comes in when law enforcement is enforcing what we call consensual crimes, in that the participants in the so-called crime are consenting. They're consenting adults in most cases, in the case of, you know, marijuana or other drugs, when it comes to prostitution or gambling. Those are three examples of consensual crimes that really, in a free country, the police department really should have no business being involved in. And as a result of that.
But wait a minute, who's going to implement monitoring these, first of all, illegal acts? I mean, prostitution, drugs, all of this stuff that you're bringing up, is not stuff that's legal. It's illegal.
Right. I understand that. That needs to change. It needs to be re-legalized.
And we come out against that, too.
And listen, I agree with, like, you know, in Nevada, there are laws that prostitution. Listen, in regards to prostitution and stuff like that, but what I'm not following is what you guys are saying that the police are. I mean, they're only going out there, for example, let's just say my cousin were to get a call, okay, that neighbor has a prostitute hanging outside their door, you know, their house there trying to solicit business. Is it not his job to go and to, by law, okay, to arrest this person or to whatever has to be done to make sure that that prostitute is no longer in front of, you know, this person's home?
You're referring to a streetwalker. You're referring to a street-level prostitute. Well, first of all, if we re-legalize prostitution, that problem would go away entirely. And if what you're talking about is a property rights violation, if you're talking about trespassing, then you have a real crime. Then you have someone who's actually being harmed. So trespassers is absolutely something the police should be dealing with.
But it seems to me that you guys are getting on the case of police officers and law enforcement when they're basically, they're implementing what's been brought down through legislation.
I understand, and that's what happened in Nazi Germany, Tony. You understand
that?
You're
getting on the wrong person's side. If you want to legalize certain drugs and you want to legalize prostitution and so forth and so on, it seems like you're going after the wrong people. The law enforcement...
No, we're going after all of them.
What would happen, Tony? What would happen if every cop in America said, I'm not arresting anyone anymore for marijuana possession? Not going to do it. What would happen? Would the politicians be without power at that point? I mean... It's our constitutional right, as far as I can tell. I've read the thing several times, and as far best I can come up with, you know, the government can't make any, the United States government can't make any laws outlawing drugs, and they have. And if the cops just said, you know what, we're not going to do this crap anymore, then that would be fine. The right. Same way it would be if the SS officer said, you know what, we're not throwing any more Jews in any more ovens.
Yeah, but you guys, I mean, you guys are bringing up some extreme points of view here, as far as I'm concerned. Listen, I have two
it's
little girls.
It's not extreme to say that Americans have the right to smoke marijuana.
I mean, honestly, though, I've got a six-year-old and a four-year-old, and mm-hmm. I want them to grow up the best I can, you know, raise them the best I can.
Sure.
And I don't want to implement or surround them with prostitution or with drugs. Obviously, you guys have no problem with marijuana use. And listen, I'll be the first to say, and I hope none of my relatives are listening to this program. Yeah, I smoked some weed growing up. Okay, thankfully, it did not impact my life.
What about the people that it does?
Thankfully, wait a minute, the marijuana itself didn't impact your life, but you also weren't impacted because you didn't get caught. Now, can you imagine if your six-year-old daughter grows up to become a 16-year-old daughter, and she goes out, and she's hanging out with her friends, and she gets past a marijuana cigarette, and she decides to smoke it, maybe making a bad decision.
And those are the fears I'm going to have.
Okay,
now hold on.
It's not going to be a big deal if she just smokes the marijuana, and then that's it, but it would be a big deal if she smoked the marijuana and got caught with a joint in her possession by the police, then spent several nights in jail with a permanent record, that would affect her life. And that's
absolutely
what we're talking about here, Tony. That's why we're shaming these police officers for going out there and enforcing these bad laws. Oh. They're ruining young people's lives in America, and
okay.
It's absolutely outrageous that this is going on in the so-called land of the free.
Listen to me. I do agree in some aspects that marijuana is, and it's used very much for medicinal purposes and so forth, but how about, let's go on to, say, cocaine or crack cocaine.
Let's talk about meth. Heroin.
Okay.
How about all that?
Heroin. What is your stance on that?
It's very simple, Tony. I'm going to lay it out for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to move on, okay? I'll let you respond, and we're going to move on. But I'm going to lay this out. Prohibition doesn't work. It doesn't matter if it's prohibiting alcohol, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, guns. Anytime the government prohibits something, it never goes away. Didn't we learn our lesson in the early, you know, the early part of the 20th century? It just goes underground.
Listen,
it goes and it's... Tony, slow down. Hang on. Let me point this out here. It goes to the underground. The black market, the criminal element, they take control of it. Instead of American businessmen and women making money off of selling these drugs, it's criminals that are doing it. It makes it more dangerous. So if your daughter decides to, let's say she decides to try some cocaine or some heroin, I mean, I heaven forbid, I don't recommend it. It's a bad idea. But the fact is, people, because even though it is illegal, people are doing it anyway. So let's presume she does decide to do it. And the black market unscrupulous drug dealer that whipped up that batch of heroin, he made a mistake during his process and accidentally made it 10 times more potent than it normally is. But she doesn't know that, and he didn't know that, so she didn't know. She took the dose, and she overdosed as a result of it. The reason why people overdose on these drugs isn't because the drugs themselves have an inherent overdose factor. It's because of the black market and the dangers that are inherent in black market drug production. So re-legalizing these drugs will help keep your daughter safer if she decides to make a bad decision, let alone the fact that she could get arrested and her life ruined on that side of the story.
I agree with you in regards to your philosophy. Yes, I actually absolutely agree with you in regards to this. And this is coming from a staunch conservative Republican. I agree with you on that because it's going to get out there anyway, anyhow. And you're probably right. Actually, legalizing these things would actually probably lessen it and the violent crimes would go down. But my only point is this, guys, is it seems that you guys are making it out to for the law enforcement that they're the demons here. It has to start at the top.
That's just your impression, Tony. Hey, it's just your impression. We pick on the politicians plenty on this show. It's just the law enforcers are the ones out. Really, they're the ones that are out there enforcing these laws, and they need to stop, which is why we suggest that people like your brother go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Go to leap.cc. Tell your brother to go there and poke around on that website. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's an organization of thousands upon thousands of American, Canadian law enforcement professionals who have come out against this prohibition and are actively working to end it and re-legalize drugs.
Hey,
and
guys,
thank you for the call tonight, Tony. It's been a great conversation. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We've got to go to across the pond here in a few moments. Also, hear from you if you make the call. Whatever you want to talk about goes. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help us out a little bit? And become an amplifier, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It'll cost you all of $3 a month. Now, it's completely voluntary. You can enjoy the website and all the features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours, we give it away. And so this $3 a month is above and beyond all that. It's if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations. As we just announced tonight, our new station in Charleston, the number one talk station there, 94.3 WSC. Welcome again to our audience there. And the reason we're there is because of amplifiers. These Free Talk Live listeners that have decided to go above and beyond the call of duty, send us $3 a month. They get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in line, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. rlc.org. Remember that, Tony. You can join the RLC.
All right, because we were just on the line with Tony down in Florida, who was telling us that that he was a conservative and, you know, da-da-da. And you consider yourself conservative. Or
I don't know.
You did.
I don't know what I consider. I'm a libertarian.
At one time, you would have called yourself a conservative.
Absolutely. I'm economically conservative, but I think that if you are economically conservative, that, in fact, you can't be spending people's money on failed programs like the drug war.
Right. And also, if you're an economic conservative, you believe in free markets and you believe in the ability to do business without government meddling, then you must agree with a person's right to sell a product that could possibly harm another individual. I mean, we sell alcohol, don't we? If alcohol's okay, then let's make the rest of these drugs, let's make them legal again. Let individuals decide for themselves what to put in their own bodies, because we're not helping drug addicts by locking them in prison cells or forcing them into treatment that they don't want. Okay? 800-259-9231. We go across the pond to Gavin in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Gavin.
Hi, how are you? All right.
What's on your mind, Gavin?
Jolly good. I'm basically phoning up about the, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for the last couple of years, and increasingly I've, felt like wanting to come to New Hampshire to see what you fellas are doing across there. But the fact is, I don't particularly want to come to the United States. You know, you talk about secession, and that would be a wonderful thing, because I wouldn't then have to be subjected to the fascist regime of the United States when entering the country.
Secession cannot happen soon enough. I mean, because if we can secede in New Hampshire and get away from this awful federal government, we could open the borders and allow wonderful, liberty-loving people like you from around the world to come here, and how great would our economy be at that point? That would be so awesome.
Well, that's right. I mean, it may be a bit cold up there, but, no colder than here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's pretty cold there, too.
But I'll give you three examples of people I know, of people who've actually gone to the United States. There's a couple of over 60s, They've been to the U.S. several times before, loved it, thought that the people were fantastic. But the last time they went, about 18 months ago, they came back, and they said they will never go again because of the way they were treated by the authorities. Not just arriving and leaving the country, but actually on the internal flights too.
Wow.
The other thing is that I know a lady who she's got a son. The son's got a father's surname. You know, they've both got different surnames. They arrive in the country. The officials at the airport separated the mother and child. And of course, the mother's panicking. The officials treated her like filth, all on the basis that they had different surnames, and she had to go through the bureaucracy to prove, in effect, that her son was in fact her son. That's the second thing. And the third, a third example is I've got a mate who's working the cruise ships, in order to be allowed access to American waters. This is not even getting off the ship. She has to go to the American Embassy in London and give fingerprints, personal data, and so on and so forth.
It's a bunch of nonsense. It's just security theater. It doesn't do anything to keep anyone safe, and all it is forcing people to jump through a bunch of unnecessary hoops. And as you say, it's just ticking people off. It's making people say, screw this, I'm never coming back to America. Gavin, thanks for the call tonight and the stories. Unfortunately, what he's talking about is not unusual these days. Back in 2006, there was a study done that showed that about 33% of the people that were international travelers to the United States, when polled, said they were never coming back because of how they were treated by the U.S. federal government.
And that number in 2006 was down 20% to 80%.
Right.
From the 2001 number, you know, people are just not coming to the United States because our security is just too heavy.
Yeah, if it's too much of a pain, why should they bother?
I know that's true. I went to Israel in 1998, and you know the security was tough then, and it's gotten tougher. And you know, it makes me uncomfortable to see teenagers standing around with automatic weapons, supposed to be protecting us,
right.
And you know that or me or whatever. And I'm sure that foreigners feel sort of the same way. Obviously, there aren't teenagers standing around with automatic weapons, but you and I were in New York City 6 months ago, and we saw some guys that looked like they were ready to invade Poland. They had automatic weapons slung over their shoulders, and they had helmets on and dark glasses, and they looked like military. They were, in fact, New York City cops, from what I understand, but I don't understand why we're dressing our cops up in these
scary
black
stuff.
Soldier outfits.
We need to continue with the phone calls. Heidi is on the line. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live, listening on our brand-new affiliate, WSC, in Charleston. Hello, Heidi. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. Yeah, I was calling about what you said to Tony.
Yeah.
And I fully have to agree with Tony. The laws are made, the police only enforces them. If you want the
they need to stop.
If you want the laws to change, in my opinion, you should have to write to your congressman or your senator.
Should the police, should the police be able to not enforce the law? Like, should a cop be able to look at a law and say, no, that's okay, I don't want to enforce that?
That is what you were saying.
No, I'm asking you, should a cop be able to do that?
Of course not. I think he has
really?
A law.
So, you know that they do. You know they do arbitrarily do that, right?
Let's compare your jobs. The police have to enforce the law. You entertain. But I have to be on Tony's side.
So let me see if I've got this clear, Heidi. You're saying the police should be mindless automatons, and they should follow every single order they're given, regardless of its constitutionality, regardless of how it's harming other people's lives. If they've been given an order from the politicians, they should follow it.
Let me stick to this. If it's constitutionally, as you just said, I think they have to follow their job.
Now, do the cops get to decide what's constitutional?
And if a 16-year-old is doing drugs, it is against the law.
Right, so we should put that person in jail, right? That person should spend their next 5 years in jail.
You know, in Texas, it's against the law. Hold on, before you go on, in Texas, it's against the law for anyone to have a pair of pliers in his or her possession. Are you aware of that? It's from strangefacts.com. Do you think that people should be thrown in jail for having pliers in Texas?
It is the law.
You just went from drugs suppliers.
I'm just you're telling me it's the law, and the law is the law, and the cops have to enforce the law. So I'm asking you, should cops in Texas throw people in jail or give people fines for carrying pliers, ma'am?
Not in my opinion.
But you just told us the cops should enforce the law regardless of what it says.
In Philadelphia, you can't put pretzels in a bag.
Why
you understand
that?
There's a bunch of stupid laws out there, and these marijuana laws are hurting people. And these cops that are enforcing them are hurting those people, too.
However, in your neighborhood, if everybody in your neighborhood was walking the streets and practicing prostitution, you would be okay with that?
Well, I don't, like, as we said, if prostitution was legal, and that's what we would like to see happen, streetwalking would be a thing of the past.
Right. The reason why people streetwalk is because they don't have any money and they need the money to buy drugs, which are also illegal, and therefore their price is jacked up by the black market. So if we re-legalize drugs and prostitution, the prostitutes will all be inside places doing business indoors where people normally do business of that sort, and the drugs would be cheap, so they wouldn't have to work as prostitutes in order to afford their drug habit. So really, it would reduce all of that if we would just re-legalize these things and let people interact on a voluntary basis, then all of these problems would go away. You do understand that, right?
I tell you one thing. You would move. That I know already. You would move faster than anybody else. You wouldn't even live in that neighborhood.
Did you just hear what we just said? Are you listening? Thanks for the call, Heidi. 800-259-9231.
I understand what she's saying, that the law was passed supposedly by representatives of the majority, and neither one of those things is true. My law, the lawmakers in this area do not represent me, and
nope,
they were not elected by a majority. They were elected by a majority of people who went out and voted, I'll give you that, but the most Americans don't go out and vote. They boycott the vote. For whatever reason, maybe it's laziness, maybe it's disgust with the system, but these laws are put in place by our betters, those who know better how we're supposed to live our lives. And I think that good people, don't enforce bad laws.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever...